is Dave Gahary, and you are tuned into the Dave and Duke call-in show on ftjmedia.com. And I'm going to check everything here, make sure that we are on there. Yeah, it says I am live, but oh well, right? I mean, we'll one day get that down so it doesn't say I am live. So it says the Dave and Duke call-in show, 007, January 12th, 2025. That's coming one day, one of these days. So, wow, you could see that there are several live shows happening at the same time and upcoming events. There I put in the upcoming shows, starting with this one, which is no longer there because it's live. And you can see on Friday, I'm going to be doing a show with Charlottesville's Jason Kessler. Friday, I think it's at 6 Central PM. So make sure you tune into that one. Of course, I copy edited that book. David was there in Charlottesville. And of course, my show with James Mason on Tuesdays and Thursdays from noon to 2 on, of course, ftjmedia.com. So make sure you check out FTJ Media. And if you are listening and you don't have an account, you haven't registered on FTJ Media, the advantage of that is that you can leave comments and chats, and you can also tip the hosts. So please check that out. Okay. So this is, of course, the Dave and Duke call-in show. And the purpose of the show is to field calls or questions via the chat from anyone all over the world. And we do. And we actually have a way to do that as far as, let me go in there now. And as far as people calling in from all over the world, we have phone numbers. I'm going to get you those numbers right now. All right, hold on. Okay. And I'm going to bring all the numbers up here. So we have literally, it looks like every country in the world. And the phone numbers are always the same. So in the United States, it's 209-844-4600, 209-844-4600, or toll-free 888-633-0347, 888-633-0347. Of course, nowadays, I don't think any phone companies charge for calls to other states. I think that's over. And the only thing that changes, the numbers don't change, but the PIN changes. There's a 10-digit PIN. And that is tonight, or for this show, 2040-845171. 2040-845171. I'm going to put it in the chat right now. And let me do that while we're here, if I could. And there it is. So if somebody wants to call from the United States of America, there's a number. If they want to call from any other country, just let us know in the chat. Say, I want to call from Montenegro or from wherever, Croatia. Let us know and we'll get you that number, or I'll get you the number. Let me adjust this camera a bit because I moved it, and we will get it right there. We can actually zoom out a little bit. That's better. Okay, so it's a call-in show, and you can ask Dr. David Duke anything you would like, within reason, of course, and he will answer. He has 2 minutes to answer. It's not, you know, exactly 2 minutes because it could be a complicated answer, but when the time is up, we'll hear this sound. Let me do it one more time. One more time from the place where the sound comes up. There we go. Looks like David disappeared. Maybe the buzzer scared him away. He dropped out. He's got to come back in. Okay. So let me get to the FTJ. There it is. And I'll wait till David gets back in. And then we'll continue. Okay. So, let's see if I can reach out to him and ask him what happened on Skype. And we will get into the show. A really big show tonight. That is for Ed Sullivan fans out there. I don't know if there are any anymore. But David was having some trouble with his connection the last couple of shows. So I don't know. Maybe it's he's under attack or something. See that? Let's go to the chat. Hello, Lori. I was going to wait until David came back to read this, but I'll say hello to you now. And excited for that show with Jason. Yes. Awesome. He's calling me on the cell. Hold on.
All right, we got it going. Now I don't hear you.
Oh, that's because I turned off my mic. You hear me now?
Yeah, I need to take that over to the headphones, too, it looks like.
Yeah.
When you have these little problems, it always seems to be that way.
Yeah, I don't know what the problems are.
Everything
now.
Else gets messed up because
you're
kind of out of sync.
Something's going on.
Something is going on. Something's going on, John. Speak to me. See if I can hear you.
And it's not good.
No, we got to change the microphone.
Okay. Change the speaker to the headphones.
Yeah, unmute. Now you can hear me, huh?
Okay. Well, I heard you the whole time.
Yeah, but now we're going to get feedback because I got the audio coming out in the screen. Let me see if I can get the audio changed.
Okay. All right.
Or something in it. Okay, I'm going to delete that, and I'm going to take the okay, I should be able to hear that. Can you hear that?
I can hear you fine, Dave.
I can't hear you very well. I don't know why my volume's...
Well, I don't know.
I was saying to you last time I did this.
I don't know. I'm trying to set up this
on.
Camera so I can read the chat.
How do I do this? How do I change it?
You're gone. This thing isn't very good. I guess I gotta put it back there. Let's see how that looks. Yeah, it looks pretty good. Dave, can you hear me? Dave, I can't hear you. I cannot hear you. Something is up. Don't know what. But we're going to have to fix it before we continue.
I got the microphone on mute.
Okay, there you go. I can hear you.
Can you see me?
I can see you. I can see you perfect.
Okay, there we go.
Can you see yourself?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so it is 5:11, and I will say that we have an ongoing challenge here at the Dave and Duke Call-In Show. If anyone can let us know of a more significant threat to humanity and free speech other than organized international Jewry, please let us know, and we will quit the show immediately. Also, alongside that, if you can let us know of a more effective deliverer of the message of Jewish supremacy and the threat that organized international Jewry presents to the world, as we're seeing it unfold, other than Dr. David Duke, let us know and we'll quit. Now we're going to go into David's 15 minutes where he wants to ruminate on some things that are on his mind. And as soon as he's done, we'll get into the calls.
Well, I'm going to play and maybe make some comments. We'll see how it goes. I'll make some comments here. And I want to definitely let you hear some of this broadcast with Mercurius and Jeffrey Sachs. And they're talking about Trump's statement, which is very interesting because Trump actually gave a link to Jeffrey Sachs doing a broadcast with Tucker, criticizing the Ukraine war, criticizing the issues in not other than Gaza. And this is pretty amazing. Let me play it and see if this comes out for you, if you can hear it.
I'm joined today by the excellent Alexander Mercurius and by always on demand, Jeffrey Sachs. And I really wanted to speak to the both of you today about the possibility of peace, especially now as Trump's moving into the White House. Perhaps people are too optimistic or pessimistic about the prospect. Again, I find it all, to be honest, sometimes confusing when I hear him speak. For example, Trump just posted an interesting video on social media, a video of you, Professor Sachs, where you are criticizing, I guess, efforts to portray always world conflicts as some sort of a struggle between democracy and authoritarianism. And your focus in the clip is Israel and the wars from Iraq, Syria, the genocide in Palestine. And, well, if Israel has its way, also Iran. So you point out that these wars don't really have anything to do with democracy, and you even came down pretty hard on Netanyahu.
As much deserved.
Yeah, much deserved. And this is possibly it. Also why I was surprised that Trump would post this video, given that he tends to portray himself as Israel's best friend. But however, I would argue one can also put the Ukraine in the same category. The war, of course, was starting in 2014 with the effort of pulling Ukraine into NATO's orbit. It's something Ukrainians at that time overwhelmingly did not want. And again, pulling them into NATO's orbit unavoidably destroyed its democracy, also main basic human rights. Yet the political media elites tend to still portray this as democracy versus authoritarianism. So anyways, I thought it was interesting that Trump is now listening to you. It gives me reason to be optimistic. But I thought we can start by you maybe outlining some of your main ideas there, and also what you read into Trump's interest in your arguments.
Well, first of all, let's just say he posted some remarks that I made at the Cambridge Student Union. I hope he listened to them. Who knows? But I can't read anything more into the posting except how amazing social media is, because there was a lot of interest in the posting, more interest than in my words, I think, but the interest in the fact that he posted them, which rather reverberated around the world and was headlined in Israel and so forth, because yes, I made some harsh and caustic remarks about Netanyahu, who, after all, is under an arrest warrant of the International Criminal Court for crimes against humanity and for war crimes. So I think harsh remarks are absolutely due. And the point that I made about Netanyahu in particular is that he has been, I would say, the lead cheerleader in the United States for a series of disastrous wars. One can find remarkable statements online of Netanyahu cheerleading for the Iraq war in the fall of 2002, saying it's indisputable, no doubt, that Israel has, Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction, and this is going to be the greatest thing that ever happens when the United States takes out Saddam. Well, not only did Saddam not have weapons of mass destruction, we know now from insiders that the whole argument was a known ploy beforehand. It wasn't an error of judgment. It wasn't faulty intelligence. It was, as is so much the case in foreign policy, what we would technically call BS. And it was deliberately BS to bring the American people into a war. And by the way, it's a horrible thing, but it's not hard to manipulate public opinion for war. And that's what was done in Iraq in 2003. We know that Netanyahu was the great cheerleader of the Obama administration, in this case, covert, which one also has always to put in quotation marks, war to bring down Bashar al-Assad, which started in 2011. What is a covert operation? It is an overt military operation that the perpetrator denies. So you stare at it. It's happening in full view. But they said, no, it's not us, not us. And the New York Times says, it's not them. They say so. So we'll repeat every word because we have a quotation from an unnamed senior official. This is what's called a covert operation. Well, Obama ordered the overthrow of Bashar al-Assad. The New York Times, I need to verify whether they covered this three times or two times in the 2010s, Operation Timber Sycamore. In other words, they never told the American people the truth about a presidential finding to overthrow another government. Well, anyway, that was Netanyahu once again. And we understand now from many different directions of the insiders who have told us very important things that this was and by Netanyahu's own writing and by his political advisors' statements and by a plan that was unveiled back in 1996 when Netanyahu first became prime minister, written with American political advisors and called Clean Break, that this was a strategy for perpetual U.S. war in the Middle East to bring down all of the governments that supported the Palestinian cause by backing groups like Hamas and Hezbollah. So this is the point that I was making. I made it at the Cambridge Student Union. Trump retweeted it. It's not exactly his campaign speech. It's not exactly the mainstream of American foreign policy, which is so recklessly and ruthlessly in the hands of the Israeli extremists, it's almost unaccountable. And just yesterday, by the way, the chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Congressman Brian Mast, led the way for the U.S. House of Representatives to threaten in this law or this draft legislation, which probably will pass the Senate and be voted by President Trump, sanctions against the International Criminal Court. pointing this out. So am I optimistic that things are going to change? Well, American foreign policy is very complex and pretty much continuous across administration. So we'll see. But in any event,
that's good for a while. Let's talk about some of this for a moment.
All right, you got six minutes.
Okay. Yeah. And let's talk about this. Now, in 2002, actually, almost all of 2002, I was traveling the world in the United States, and I was talking against the Iraq War. I said it was a war based on lies. It was obvious to me that it was based on lies. We had inspectors on the ground in Iraq, like Scott Ritter and many other United Nations inspectors. They're allowed to go anywhere they wanted to in the country. And they were offered a $25 million reward to any Iraqi soldier who would come forward to see, to say where these weapons are buried or hidden. Now, we're talking about hundreds of thousands of tons of weapons. You can't move them in an instant. And somebody is, any sort of Iraqi making, you know, $20, maybe $2 a day, right? And the Iraqi military can get $25 million and get a free passport to Switzerland where they can live like a king for the rest of their life. To think somebody wouldn't have come forward and did that. So I said, well, obviously, he did get rid of them. And we knew he got rid of them. And he also made offers to the United States to sell oil to us at a cheap price. But we were going headlong into this war. Now, interestingly enough, 2003 is a pretty interesting situation because in the end of 2002, the government of the United States tried to suppress my tour where I was going to these major networks and cable networks and just laying out the truth, not only about the Iraq weapons of mass destruction line, but also about the fact that Israel had advanced the knowledge of the 9/11 attacks earlier in 2001. And I showed that, I proved that. In fact, by the way, even Al Franken, the guy who got to the U.S. Senate from Minnesota, he actually wrote a book called Lies and Lies That Liars Tell and so forth, and then exposing things that go on. And he said one of the conspiracy theories was that Jews were called at the Trade Center, who had offices there, which I did have an office there, and they were warned ahead of time before the attack. He said that's called the Jew call. And he literally says that. And he says, I got the call. I got the call. In fact, I got it from Mayor Koch, his Cox, whatever you want to call him. Anyway, just Mayor Idiot. But anyway, I got the Jew call, he said. And they got a call and they even gave the Jewish date on the Jewish calendar and said, you can't go in the office this day. He didn't go in the office that day and he didn't get caught up in the tower. So that was also criticized. But I was scheduled to go on Al Jazeera, which was, it's still a pretty big network. It was even bigger then. They even had some stuff on America, but all the major European countries and most of the world had Al Jazeera broadcast. And they were having like 40 million people expected. It was during Ramadan and all the Muslims are home doing fasting. So they're all going to be watching television. And I was pledged for the show. They said it was the biggest show they were ever had there. And the United States government, in violation of my constitutional rights as an American, tried to stop my free speech. They actually contacted the network and said, if you have David Duke on, we're literally going to cancel your credentials to the White House, which is vital for an international newsweber. And that's pretty strong blackmail.
What year was this?
2002, the end of 2002. The war started in April 2003.
So that was the Bush 2 administration. So Bush did it, and we know Biden. Well,
the administration did it. But the interesting thing was it was in Newsweek magazine. I was surprised it was reported there. It was kind of big news. They put it in the Periscope section. They used to have a section at the beginning of Newsweek, if you remember, called Periscope. And they talked about how the State Department went to them and they threatened their credentials if they had David Duke on. Now, ultimately, they said, go jump in the lake. David Duke's been on Meet the Press 3 times. If he could be on national, the biggest important, most important news discussion program on NBC or American television, certainly we can interview him. But they did this. Now, that's against the Constitution of the United States. The government does not have the right.
Dave, you got 2 minutes.
Yeah. The government does not have the right to try to prevent your exercise of free speech, no matter where it is. That's just number one constitutional amendment, the most important amendment in the United States Constitution. And that's where we stood. And by the way, within a month from that show, right after that is when I got notified from the head of the criminal justice section of the United States Justice Department. And that was a guy that goes by the Russian name for devil. Do you know what that name is?
Chertoff.
Chertoff. That's right. And they announced that they were going to prosecute me for taxes and other things of that nature. And that's exactly what happened. And right before the war, they did silence me. They sent me out to Big Spring, Texas. They promised to go to a camp in Florida, not far from where you are, by the way, near Panama City. Because I had no record or anything, but instead they sent me to some place, put me in the hole, and then they brought me out instead of the other people that I brought in. They brought me out alone by myself. They had big posters all around the prison showing this PETA billboard with me with a white mustache, and it was Got Milk. And it showed me with the Confederate flag.
Right. I remember that. Yeah, I've seen
this,
that.
In this 85% minority prison.
All right, Dave, we got to get to the calls.
But anyway, that's just a little
questions.
That's a little story, but an interesting one. And it's interesting that we were talking about these things so many years ago. And yes, the Iraq War was a lie. Thousands of Americans died. $8 trillion were expended by that. And then, of course, the United States government has been supporting Al-Qaeda. And ISIS, same Al-Qaeda that did 9/11. So these are the things we're talking about here in this program and on your great FJ,
FTJ. Yeah, absolutely.
And this is the kind of things, and that's why I'm not on Twitter. That's why I'm not on Facebook, and I'm not on YouTube or any of these things, because the one thing they don't want people to talk about is the most important issue in the world today. This is my last sentence before our show. Most important issue in the world today, and it's been this way for decades now, maybe 100 years, because it caused the First World War, the Second World War, practically every war since those wars. Millions and millions and millions of lives, billions of dollars expended, destruction of half the world, and millions of lives since that time. And now we've got the Palestinian genocide going on. This is the most important issue. And we've got genocide going on in Ukraine, the same Ukraine where Jews genocided, Jewish Bolsheviks genocided the Ukrainian.
All right, Dave, we got to go.
So this is the issue. And this is why we're here today, folks. And anything you want to talk about, let's go for it.
All right. Excellent. Yes, you're right.
It's a good start.
Okay. Yes. Okay. You didn't hear these because you had disappeared for some reason. Lori, hello, Dr. Duke and Dave G. Lori's excited for the show with Jason Kessler on Friday. Okay, Jimmy, hey, Dave, probably Dave's. Lisa from Germany, good evening, gentlemen. Good evening, everyone in the chat, and to Dr. Duke especially. I really respect your convictions, and please forgive me as I have some questions left. Hard questions are nothing personal, okay? No, he's not going to be too happy about those damn questions. Okay.
I love hard questions.
I know you do. All right. Let's continue.
As long as they're not abusive and just piling one Jewish lie upon another doesn't do me any good.
No.
But any sort of question you have about issues that we can talk about, and I can show you the facts, because
we got a call.
Best defense anybody has about anything is what are they saying?
Dave, we got a call.
It doesn't really matter who's
Dave,
saying,
we got a call now. All right, caller.
I got it. I'm just
going ahead.
We got to move it along. It's part of the conversation.
Dave, we got to move it along. The conversation ended.
All right. Caller listen, that was not necessary. Right. We've already been on
all
the
right.
call.
All right. Okay. Let's get to the caller.
Are we just closing down?
Right. Dave, let's get to the caller.
I'm not going to do this show.
All right. Okay. All right.
We could still have a conversation.
No, we got to. It's got to have a tempo.
Hello, Dave.
And we've got to. We got to do it this way, Dave.
This is not the way to do it.
This is the way that we're doing. This is the way I'm doing it. And we could talk all we want, but we have to do it this way. We have to take the calls. We have to get the questions.
I was taking a call. I've been done in been 10 seconds.
All right. Well,
conversation caused the interruption.
Dave, let's just.
I can say a couple of words before we go.
Dave, we
got
to do it this way.
I was finishing up talking.
I know, but you just spoke for 20 minutes.
I'm getting a little.
And then we just
went
to the.
Okay.
Dave, you just talked for 20 minutes. I'm trying to read the messages. Now we got a call.
We had already been to the call, my friend.
We haven't
been here already.
Dave, the call hasn't come in yet. It's
well,
here.
I thought you had one. All right, we'd have been
I do. I'm waiting to get to it.
No, you just put it on. I'm ready.
Okay. I'm ready. Just hold. Just then let me get to the caller. Henry?
Hello, hello. How do you hear
Henry from Estonia. It works, Henry. Okay, go ahead, buddy.
So last week, you asked you played my question, but I didn't really get the answer. So I'm going to repeat myself. Why to betray their race? Like, what do we do with these people? Do we send them out or do we keep them in our countries?
Well, you know, people do, and I know you believe in this. One of the reasons why we're in this condition that we're in the world is because we don't have free speech. We don't have free thought. And the truth is, you're not afraid of debate. I'm not afraid of debate. And if we had healthy debate, if there was allowed to be a free debate and not a controlled media debate that doesn't allow you to talk about Jewish supremacism and Jewish control and Jewish tyranny and Jewish war and Jewish mass murder and Jewish genocide of Europeans and the millions in these wars and then, of course, millions of many others, like, for instance, we probably lost 600,000 Ukrainians. This is the issue. So if a person has an opinion, I don't have any problem with somebody expressing it. And we could certainly call them out. And if a government, obviously, and people should have the right to prosecute someone if they're committing treason, if they are truly aiding and abetting.
But like, I mean, treason in
terms of... I agree with you that we should do whatever legal provisions we have for treason, and we should have laws in the books about treason, and that's specifically people that lie to us.
Yes. But let me clarify the question.
Wars that are taking us to war based on lies, that's costing American lives, and they should suffer the penalties for treason, whatever that might be.
I agree. My question is, what do we do with the race traitors? White race traitors?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think, you know, the truth is, there's really most traitors in most countries. Let me see if I can answer this for you properly. Most traitors in most countries are, in effect, race traitors. If someone betrays the interest of Israel, they'll prosecute them.
Whoever just called in, whoever just called in, mute yourself.
Whatever that might be.
Okay.
Yeah, no, he's going to do it. He did.
What do we do with the race?
I think. Hold on a second.
Yeah, I think, you know, the truth is,
sorry, we're not doing that too, but
I muted it.
So, you know, it's one thing to talk about race traitors, but let's make sure about something. The people who prosecute race treason are the Jewish extremist supremacists who run European countries today, like Estonia. They're controlling your country. They're getting you in the stupid possible war with Russia. They're on the side of the EU, which is bringing in millions and millions of migrants into the country to replace the white population of the country. They're supporting every sort of degeneracy, pornography, LGBTQism, low birth rates, everything you can make up. They're destroying the economy of Europe because of these sanctions and the energy costs, which are hurting lives. With every GDP point that drops by 1%, they estimate in the EU, which has got a billion people or so in it, they estimate that the loss of life is between 5,000 and 10,000 people. 10,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
Because yeah. they can't get the money they need. Yeah. They lose their jobs. They get people do suicide. They get involved with drugs. They get involved with alcohol. They it's hard on families and children. It's destructive.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just make it clear. We can use the term. That's a kind of a hot term, racially.
Like,
but the truth is the real racists that control this world are Jewish racists. And what they do is they make the race traitors the heroes and the ones they're praised in the media and the government of our countries. That's my answer.
But
break the family, Europe, Russia, right? And any other country of the world should be prosecuted as they are. We're not allowed to do that in America and Europe because we're controlled by a bunch of Jews that are determined to destroy the European people and destroy really any sort of true sovereignty and true freedom of any nation in the world. I hope that answers the question.
So that well, it's a very them? Good I political answer, but I want a very clear answer. Like, do we break up the families or no?
Race traitors?
What do you think?
If somebody's is committing treason, how many Europeans, like the Capitol thing where they said they called that insurrection? It was an insurrection. It was a demonstration. That's all it was. There was no guns. There was no murder. The only murder that took place was of an individual woman who is a military veteran, an American patriot, who was shot down by a black police officer. And he wasn't even prosecuted. She had no weapons, whatever. She shot her through a glass door.
The race traitors, I mean people who have kids with other races. For example, in Estonia, somebody has kids with an African person.
Well, you know something?
That's what I mean.
Here's the issue there. I don't see, and by the way, let's talk about the realities.
It's a simple question. Okay, yes or no? It's such a long time.
Let me ask you what yes or no. I'm trying to answer yes or no. And every time you answer a question, it's important to note that when you say stuff like, what are you going to do with someone who marries someone from another country? Let's say they marry somebody from Afghanistan. Let's say they marry somebody from India. Let's classify as a different race. Or they marry someone from Africa, Asia, whatever. They marry someone, okay? Now, if you want to label them traitors and you want to do something to them, even though they're a citizen of your country, you don't have any laws of that nature. If you try to do something like that,
well, we do actually.
You as the oppressor, but the truth
because
is
they're there to replace us.
No, the way
they're there to replace us, so it destroys us.
I'm not going to answer the question anymore because you're not letting me. You're interrupting me when I'm trying to answer. Give me a full answer. The way you solve that is by taking back your media from those who are pushing this propaganda. And once you do that,
but there's already
show people
there's already people
in a right to survive as a people, and you make it popular.
There's already people
and it's
in
easy to do that. It used to be popular. It used to be even in Estonia or anywhere in America that if people would marry outside the race, knowing that it was dangerous in terms of the preservation of the race, it's not really about oppressing people. It's about the fact.
Yeah,
that if you have massive,
but these people are already in here.
I'm not gonna.
So what do we do with these people?
I'm gonna go in the other room, or we'll just take another call. You're not letting me finish. I'm trying to explain to me.
You're not answering the question.
You don't let me do it, my friend. Yeah, I think the world of you. I'm happy for you, But talking about what you're going to do to race traitors, what you should be talking about is what how we're going to get rid of the Jewish murderers and genociders. What is that? What are the race traitors that you're talking about here compared
yes,
to the
but it
80
doesn't
million
change
people that died
there already?
Second, well, I'm going to finish. The 80 million to 100 million Europeans died in the Second World War and First World War. How are you going to compare that to all the thousands that died? How are you going to compare that to right now 600,000 white young men in Ukraine?
Okay, I'm not going
to
waste my
maybe
time.
50,000
can I ask
Russians
another one?
Died in this war. That's what you got to concentrate on. You know, instead of talking about people
right.
that marry because
I didn't get
they're propagandized
the
and they're turned apart, what you got to do is stop the propaganda. What you got to do is not let them control your media. They have no
Thank
right
you.
To control your media, to demonize
right,
white
Hank.
People,
Thanks,
to
buddy.
Make white people evil, and to make out like we should have this kind of process.
Right,
so
another one?
I'm absolutely in favor of stopping that by letting people know and letting people realize that unless we stop this massive immigration, which is the main thing, unless we stop this kind of process, if we don't do that, we're not going to survive.
Yes, do, but it doesn't answer
children,
the question.
Also, they're
That's
propagating us to not have
well, maybe,
children.
Maybe his answer is no. Dave, you wouldn't separate the families, right?
I wouldn't separate the family.
Yeah,
no, I wouldn't. How can you separate a family when
okay.
somebody's got
That's
a wife
what I wanted
got,
to know.
They got children. They didn't have a law against that then.
Yeah. That's
and,
how
and
easy it was.
Tolerate.
Yeah.
They didn't do
That's
that in National Socialist Germany, my friend. And they were supposed to be the most vicious white country of the world. They had one of their leading composers who, when he was in Japan, married a Japanese woman, you know, and he said he wanted to preserve the German people. And so
I'm just thinking like,
what?
30 years ago, there was not a single African in Estonia. That's all I'm thinking.
Well, I agree with that. They shouldn't be in Estonia.
30 years ago.
And that's where I say that you've got to concentrate your effort. Because when you say to people, what are you going to do to punish white people? The people, the white people that have mixed are because
from
the time that they're 2 years old.
It's not a punishment.
I'm going to finish this. From the time they're 2 years old, they've been propagandized. And they've been taken away from the soul of their people because people who run the media, powerful billionaires who run the media and run Google and run their social media and all these things and suppress people like us, because they run the media, causes people to be brainwashed, and you're going to blame the victims. I'm sorry for those people because, you know, they would have been better off and their country would be better off and we'd be better off if they wouldn't have done it. But instead of us acting,
there's going
to
be more victims if we don't do anything.
People to do things that were legal at one point. We should be talking about stopping the people who are absolutely running the levers that are destroying and genociding white people. That's enough of this question. And it's time for
yeah, but this is to protect other people.
What?
From these people? Genetically speaking, this is to protect other people from these people. Genetically speaking.
Yes.
Don't you agree?
But if you want to save the white race, you better start talking about the biggest problem. Right now, we've got 600,000 Ukrainians who are lying dead. They're not having any children. That's much, much more than the people that are having mixed marriages in Estonia. Way, way, way more. We better focus on what we need.
Yeah, but I haven't asked you this question.
When we win control over our country by overthrowing the Jewish tyrants, then when we have a media that reflects us, we should have a law in our country that the media in Estonia, everything, social media, print media, film media, every media in Estonia and every other country should be dominated by Estonians, our people of our own heritage, similar to the heritage of Estonians, like Europeans. We should have that.
Yeah. And I was thinking, like, what are we going to do with the people who are here?
A law that I would support. Absolutely. We have a right to do that. And every country's got a right to control its borders and got a right to control who's the media. Israel controls its media in Israel for Jews. I mean, they do it. They don't allow. They don't.
And they control our media here. Hank, thanks, buddy. Call back, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
Henry, thank you for the question. I tried to answer.
Okay. All right, Henry.
And also, folks, it's not just about answering the question. It's not just about what we should talk about or what laws we should theoretically have. What we have to talk about is overthrowing the tyrants who are killing us, who are destroying us right now.
I think
now,
you made that point. That's okay, so let's see if we could bring this caller in.
Okay.
Okay. That was the caller that was muted before. Caller, can you unmute yourself?
I mean, there should be millions of people in the street right now protesting the genocide in Ukraine, protesting the genocide in Gaza, protesting and demanding that we prosecute those people that got us into the First and Second World War that didn't make peace, are the ones that supported sending people back to the Soviet death camps.
Dave,
right?
Hold on.
That's what we should be doing.
Okay. Can you, the caller, unfortunately, the numbers showed up. So I don't know why that happened because we deleted it. We deleted that option. So at any rate, if you cannot unmute yourself, then please call back. Okay.
I can see it is muted.
I'm going to drop that call. I'm sorry about that.
You've got a line for your microphone. So there's a little microphone on.
Yeah, exactly. That participant is gone. Let's get to the questions before somebody calls back. Okay. Henry can get the blood going, huh?
He can. It's all right. I'm pretty stuck. I get excited. I like to get emotional, but you notice when I get emotional, I'm staying being logical. I'm not just
You almost quit the show. What are you talking about?
Huh?
You almost quit the show.
That was not about that. No, that was not about that. That was earlier.
Not emotional.
When you emotional, let me finish.
I know. That's it. That's it, man. That's it.
I'm sorry about that.
All right.
But, you know, excuse me. Forgive my trespasses.
Yeah.
Because I forgive the trespasses against me.
All right.
That's what I believe in.
Let's see what we got here.
So I'm sorry about that.
That's okay, Dave. Lisa from Germany. There's a lot of confusion.
Peace and love. Peace and love.
Yes. There's a lot of confusion about, I know she's asked this question a few times before. Let's see. There's a lot of confusion about who the true descendants of the biblical Israelites are and who the Jews are, a question which has never been answered in a satisfying way. We are moving in muddied water. You cannot see the ground. Agreed.
Okay, here's the answer. I'm going to give the answer, and it'll take at least 2 minutes, if not more, to do all the answers and all the evidence. There's huge evidence. We can't do an hour lecture here. I could give you an hour lecture on this, ma'am, if we had the time. But I'm not. Well, we can't do that and do this show the way we need to. But here's the situation. No. No. If you take the genetics, if you go to, for instance, Henry's country, if you go to Germany, if you go to France, if you go to Scandinavia, if you go to any of these countries, and you look at the DNA of the people, and you go to graves that exist, because there are graves that exist in Europe that are 10,000 years old, 15,000 years old, 8,000 years old, long before the Garden of Eden, you know, long before all that stuff, you know, that they claim. So you just go look at that stuff and look at their DNA, take a DNA test of these people, and then go to the Middle East, go to what was Judea, you know, go to those countries, go to the graves of the ones that are there, those same graves, just go find the graves of the Pharisees that crucified Jesus Christ and tried Jesus Christ for death in the Sanhedrin, and look at their DNA. Those Jews that ran Judaism were not Europeans, and you can distinguish them from Europeans. There's no argument about that. It's a fact. If you want to go to Northern Europe, for instance, there's a big article in the New York Times about how the ethnic division, the genetic division among Jews is far less diverse now than it was in 800. Because the Jews, the Sephardic Jews were coming up there. They mixed with some Germans. They got a little bit of German blood in them. Then they went to the East, and they had a population explosion in Eastern Europe. They hated the Eastern European people. They hated the Russian people, right? And they had wars with them, and they murdered them and exploited them. That was what the Russian May laws were all about. Now, that article shows the cemetery there, and it shows the DNA testing that they can do. I'm telling you, anybody can go get an Ancestry.com test. You can go get any test you want. And there are people that study genetics all over the world, not just Jews, a lot of just Japanese and just Asians and just, you know, Indians from India, you know, Indian countries, and also in nations, for instance, in South America, Central America. And they know how to do a DNA test. They know the markers that Jews have. Jews have certain markers that show they're Jews. So you dig up your European ancestors in Denmark, in Norway, in England, in Ireland. I just keep going, in France, in Germany. And these people are not the same genetics as Jews. Not only are the genetics different, but the morphology and the physiology is different. I did a story the other day about the Ashkenazi, and I showed a picture of Abraham Foxman, who is one of the heads of the Anti-Defamation League, and he's an Ashkenazi Jew, pure Ashkenazi Jew. You can do a DNA test, and you'll see he's Ashkenazi Jew, and they're slightly different than Sephardic, but they're more similar to a Sephardic than they are to a Russian, or more similar to a Sephardic than they are to a German, or a Scandinavian, or a Frenchman, right? That's a fact, right? And I showed a picture of one of the only Jews that were in Rome, a famous Jew, who was a banker in Pompeii. And they have his death bust and everything. And
Dave, 1 minute, we got two calls.
Huh?
1 minute, we got two calls.
Okay, 1 minute. And you look at that bust of this guy, I swear to God, he's a spitting image of Abraham Foxman. This is a guy named Jubian or whatever, a Jewish banker in Pompeii of the Roman Empire, who was also a Jewish banker then. And he's a Jew. And he looks like Abraham Foxman. Abraham Foxman's an Ashkenazi Jew. A Sephardic Jew or whatever looks the same. They're very similar. You might have a few more blondes and blue-eyed Ashkenazi Jews, a few more because they mixed
Dave, we got to get to the call.
With Germans,
got to get to the calls.
Okay.
Okay, good. Excellent. I've seen that.
Sure.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Okay, first caller. Go ahead.
Are you talking to me, Dave?
870?
Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. This is John in Arkansas.
Hey, John.
I just wanted to ask the doctor if he's interested in doing interviews with other people. Can he do it concisely? I've been trying to interest.
Speak up, please.
Okay. I've been trying to interest Tim Kelly and Joe Atwell into interviewing you. And of course, you've got a bad name, you know.
What about it?
People tend to think, well, I just wondered if you'd be interested doing an interview.
Hey, Dave, right? Dave,
could you do it like in a concise fashion?
I can hear him fine, but let me just, is John, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, it's John. I can hear you, Dave.
John, you know that Dave was just on recently with the Hodge twins and with that MMA guy?
Yeah.
Were you aware of that?
Yes.
No, I wasn't. Was he on the tape?
So Tim Kelly,
or something?
He was on with the huge. Tim Kelly is
millions of views.
Yeah, Tim Kelly is like maybe 1/1,000,000th of the number of listeners, as well as that.
Really?
Yeah. So Dave, you know, Dave would do an interview. That's what he was asking, Dave. But
sure.
I mean, he's already
been
he's already been on huge platforms, and probably Carlson is next. And if Tim Kelly doesn't want to advertise or doesn't want to interview David Duke, whoever Tim Kelly is.
Well, I don't know. I tried to approach them, but the moderator.
You know? And I hope you're successful.
The moderator censored my request.
Well, there you go.
So I didn't know if Podomatic has something going with Google.
Because people are self-censoring. Because if they got a YouTube account and they have 1 million subscribers or 50,000 subscribers or 20,000 subscribers, they make a little bit of income from that. And they're afraid of losing their account if they have somebody on there that's spilling the beans about the biggest racist in the world, even though the same media and the same social media tells you the biggest danger in the world is racism and racial supremacism, and yet the biggest racial supremacists, in fact, they're not just racial supremacists, they're mass murdering racial supremacists. And the people that they've been murdering more than any other people in the world is even more than the Palestinians, and a lot of Palestinians have died and been tortured by them, and it's horrible, and I'm opposed to it. But the people they've murdered the most in the last 100 years have been European people. That's who's been
European Christians,
hands of these supremacists. So
thanks, John.
These people are self-censoring, and that's a big problem.
Yeah.
And they have to
screw them.
All say no.
Well, I wouldn't say Kelly and Atwell censor
on here. You know, I'll go to the other alternative media, and to hell with you. And that's the only way that you're ever going to make some
impact. Well, thanks for trying, John.
Yeah, hey, thanks so much. I appreciate that.
All right.
Okay, buddy. Call back anytime.
Take care.
Great to hear your voice. And check your email.
Good to hear you.
Check your email.
Hey, I didn't know you were a chief.
I'm just going to call it is. You know, it's like we just got to tell it the way it is.
Yeah. I'm not a chief.
The truth is the biggest issue is like Stan Bilzerian said.
And he was the chief.
2 days after he talked to me for 4 hours on the phone, you know, he got up and said, I believe that the biggest threat to the entire world is Jewish supremacism. And that's the facts.
Took him long enough to wake up. All right, thanks, John.
Nuclear war, which will
take care, bud.
All right, buddy.
Wipe us all out.
Okay, next caller. Go ahead. What's your name and where are you? What's your name and where are you
Henry again.
Henry.
From Estonia.
Henry, welcome back.
Henry from Estonia.
Yeah.
Go get him, Henry.
So my question is, last week you didn't ask this question because you thought it was weird. Dave, but I read that gorillas have higher IQ than blacks. Gorillas have IQ of 80, but blacks have IQ of 60. Is this true? Has Dr. Duke heard anything about this, or is this?
Well, actually, I don't think it's true. I've come from the South. I've had many blacks in my neighborhoods that I've known, that I've worked with. And I've been around animals too. I've been around animals. I've known people that have had monkey pets. I've known people that have had gorilla pets. And no, I don't believe that gorillas have higher IQs than Africans. And I think that when we say things like that, Henry, it really doesn't help us win the hearts and the minds of our people.
Yes, but I'm a bad boy, so I ask bad question.
Oh, I know you're a bad boy, but I'm just explaining this, and maybe that's an object lesson, because if we really want to win this battle, you know, it's not our people that are the terrible racists and the insulters. The people who've done the demonization and the race baiting and the race hatred, and in fact, they've encouraged. And I'll tell you this, this is what you want to talk about something? Talk about the fact that the national, and the same thing is true in Europe, the disproportionate crime rate of white victims by black perpetrators, people from Africa and so forth.
That was on national TV.
Other migrants. Is massive. Let me finish here. I can't. Anyway, I can't hear you that well, so I don't even know if I'm speaking over you or not. I don't want to speak over when I ask you the question. That their murder rate and their rape rate is massively higher per capita than
white rape
or attacks on them, even though if a white man doesn't
I also thought
minority.
Yeah, I hear
you. Can I finish? Can you hear me?
My theory is maybe they say that
or hurts them in any way in Europe, it's front page news to make white people feel guilty, to hate themselves.
Can I tell you my theory?
And also to demonize white people, to motivate the black people or the non-white people to side with the Jewish leftist media against our
people. David.
So, do you want me to finish?
Can I? Well, you're off topic. I'm sorry.
No, I'm not. What do you mean? I decide whether I'm off topic. I can answer a question any way I want to. And
I know, but you sort of are.
You're not winning any friends or influencing people to tell people that black people are dumber than gorillas. You're not.
It was just a question. It's just a question. It's not a nice thing to say.
If I was a black person,
I didn't say it. It's a question.
I wouldn't want my child to hear that kind of thing. That would make them feel bad. That would hurt their feelings.
I know.
It's just not. You don't need to do that. It's the Jews who are doing the hatred.
I didn't know that.
Say something like that.
How's that buzzer?
Because Jews say evil things about us every day.
Pretty good.
Cool. Okay.
All right, Hank. Let's call back again.
Hatred and the Jewish genocide. Not make us look like Jews when the truth is Jews are more racist than we could ever be. And that's including against black people. They ran the slave trade, in fact.
FTJ. All right, Hank. Thanks, buddy.
FTJ.
Okay. Hank will go and he'll come back. Maybe if he has another question. Okay, so just to get back to that, Dave, and make this one quick, okay? Mm-hmm. Because I don't want to spend too much time on this. I understand what she's saying, but Lisa from Germany.
What I was saying was, and I didn't get to finish it because he interrupted me, but here's the answer.
Yeah.
Why were we talking about that? I was talking about America. We have, according to the federal government, statistical branch from the state, from not State Department, excuse me, the Department.
FBI.
They show that almost 500,000 white people every year are victims of black rapists, murderers, robbers, vicious, vile physical attacks, right? And on the opposite hand, 50-something thousand blacks are victims of whites. Yet these blacks, the black males that are doing this are only 6% of the population. So there's 60,000 on one side or 70,000, whatever it is, and then there's 480,000 or something on the other.
Right.
So
Dave, 6% is wrong, actually.
Yeah. So that's
lower than 6% because you have to count just the crime age blacks.
6% of the population is black. Is black males.
Right, it's lower
than. Black males are committing.
But not all black males are committing it.
6% of the black population is black males. About 5 or 6% is black females. Okay.
I know, but what I'm saying is.
So they're 12% of the population overall. Is that
right? Right, but what I'm saying is out of that 6% of black males.
Yeah, they're committing.
There's a very small percentage.
1,000 or so.
There's a very small percentage of these crime. Ridden blacks.
What?
These blacks who have a propensity to commit crime. It's not all of the blacks, right?
No, I'm not saying all.
No, I know you're not.
6%
what I'm saying is I think it's much lower
but,
than 6%.
But we're talking about a general population group.
Of the population.
So the white people are about 60% of the population, right? Maybe a little bit more, maybe a little less. I don't know. And blacks are about 12%.
And half of them are men, and half of them are women.
That of the criminal cross racial crimes. Okay, that's what we're talking about here. All right, that again, 6% of the population of black people in America, 6% of the population are black males, and they're committing 487,000, just about. And there's some black females doing it too. But 480,
we see them on video.
Yeah.
Dave, let
that's
me just.
A fact. So here's the problem, okay? So, for, you know, you heard about Black Floyd, St. Floyd. You see about Floyd and all these all the time, right? This one guy, well, 400,000. I mean, the scales of justice. Okay, there's 400,000 white victims of blacks, and 60,000-70,000 black victims of whites, supposedly, right? Even though I think of all those in self defense,
right? It's bullshit, right?
Okay, so that means there's 400,000 more whites who are murdered, killed, robbed, raped, and a lot of these are innocent. I mean, these women are not, you know, they're not the who are raped by people breaking into their houses or apartments. They're just total victims. And it's wrong. And if that was happening to black people, everybody would be up in arms and the media would be up in arms. But it's not. It's happening to white people. Yet this is never talked about. And that's because we have a Jewish media.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. Dave, we have another call.
Sure.
Okay.
That's what we should be talking about, not of blacks have a gorilla IQ, which is not true.
Right, right. But I just, before we get to the call, the point I was making was a mathematical one.
Go ahead.
Okay. The point is that 12% of the United States population, roughly, let's just say, are blacks.
Yes.
Half of those are women and half of those are men.
Yes.
But out of that 6% of the population,
yes,
not that entire group, all black males are not committing the crime.
I didn't say that at all.
I know that, but listen to, let me finish. Out of that 6% of the population, it's probably, let's say it's 10% of that 6%, right? 10% of the 6%.
Well, a lot of black crime
that's minuscule.
Against white people too, but a lot of black crime is against white people too. Whatever the numbers are, what I was trying to point out is if white people are 60%, right, and black people are 60,000 victims, and white males are, let's say, 30%, right, of the population, and white women are maybe more, but 30% of the population, right, that if you look at that on a per capita basis, it's overwhelmingly not white males that are killing black people or raping black people. In fact, among women, it's almost no black women are raped by white males, and that's a statistical fact, right? So if they're always talking about how white people are hurting black people, what I'm saying, and let me tell you this, I blame for this fact more than anything else the Jewish controllers of the media, because basically they have destroyed the black family, and they really have done that.
Of course, it's the Jews.
They were pretty much intact in 1960 before they started the war on poverty, where they took trillions of dollars. We spent $22 trillion in the war on poverty over many, many years. And all we did by that was give massive numbers of welfare and housing for these black women. They didn't need the males anymore. So the more babies they had, the more thing, and they didn't have to have a man to get the money from anymore. And they reproduced like fast.
Yep. And they're still reproducing.
But the point is that if you really want to talk about injury of one race to another,
of course,
you know, it's so for the per capita. So a black male is literally, and if you look at the figures that the white people are 10 times the population, right? A white, or we'll just say 5 times the population of black males, right? And they're committing far numbers of crimes against blacks. We're talking about cross-racial crimes than the other way around, which is massively more. So the truth is that the average black is 30 times more likely to commit, at least 30 times more likely, it's probably more like 50 to 100, 30 times more likely to commit a violent attack on a white person than vice versa. Now, again, like I'm saying, I think there's a lot of reasons for these attacks. I don't think that just blacks are just naturally going to do this all the time. In fact, in years past, we had a system where the criminal justice was run by pretty good courts, pretty good judges. And now the change of the control of the cities by these leftists and the George Soros type district attorneys and so forth have really flooded our whole society with these black criminals. So that's what's caused a lot of this too.
Yeah, yeah.
And I worry about them. I don't want black people to be in a situation where they don't have a loving present father. But Jews have created the system that's caused that. And they're the ones that created the music industry to help contribute.
Of course, of course. It's just that we'll talk about it after the show.
Okay.
Because it's just a mathematical thing.
Well, I don't think there's any mathematical problem here. All I'm showing is that there's a disproportionate crime rate of white people suffering from black crime than vice versa.
Absolutely.
100%. And yet that's exactly the opposite portrayal of our Jewish media.
100%. And they use that. It's even smaller, Dave.
Portrayal, and it's in every movie. There's a black person, you know, charged with some sort of crime he didn't commit. He's always innocent. And it's just amazing.
You guys are racist.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Is that Hank again?
Yeah. And hey, you guys are racist.
Thank you. We're racist, bitch. Look, the only point I'm making is that it's a much smaller percentage than the six. That's all. Much, much, much smaller.
Well, of course it is. Yeah. We're talking about the criminal rate, though. We're talking about the difference between a population that's in the country committing crime toward the difference in the population of this country.
Right.
It's like this. When people talk about guns causing crime, if you go to states that have massive guns but lower minorities, you have much less violent crime. The truth is that there is an association between people of different races and certain races in terms of criminality. And that is pretty much consistent all over the world. It's true in Canada, where there's good sized populations of blacks. It's true in Guatemala, where there's good sized populations, or in Venezuela, or in wherever you want to go, or the Trinidad, or the Caribbean islands. You'll see the same kind of statistics. Now, I'm not trying to curse anybody by doing that. I'm just trying to point out that I do think population groups have a great weight in terms of the violent.
Right, right. Anyway, we'll get to that later. Dave,
I think everything I said was absolutely accurate.
It's just you overblew the number. It's much.
No, I didn't overblow it.
Yeah, you did. I'm going to explain it after the show.
6% of the population of the United States is black male.
But if you count the actual percentage of black criminals,
as a group, are committing about 400.
I know what you're saying. I'm going to get you those numbers later, and then we can talk about it.
I didn't overblow anything.
You overblew it.
It's just like whites are 60%. And they're committing 1/10 of those crimes, those kind of cross race crimes against blacks.
I know, Dave, I just got an email.
Figures together, you have a black propensity. What is wrong with that?
Nothing. I'm going to give you an even better number later on. I just got an email. I just got. Let me tell you this.
Be hurt, but it doesn't change the fact that the black population percentage is making a difference in terms of the crime of our country.
And I'll tell you why later.
I just got
an email, actually, from a gorilla. And the gorilla says, on behalf of gorillas,
you are racist.
I'm offended. So I don't know what it means, really.
Sorry.
But whatever it means, the gorilla. Hank, you got another question before we get to the next ones?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Well, you know what?
Love on a fair.
I'd rather see. I don't see how a gorilla can get offended by anything I say. But you know what? There's
who's probably offended probably by Henry, by Hank.
Kids out there, you know, and with their parents.
I made a compliment.
The show right
I complimented color gorilla.
Who would be very, very offended, and it wasn't necessary to say that. It's not. I don't think it's funny.
Okay. Okay.
I don't think it's appropriate.
It's my fault.
You want to say jokes privately, but I'm not in the business of trying to hurt the feelings of anybody. I'm in the business.
I'm out
of
there.
To save
people
our
can
race.
Find me if they have issues with me. No problem. So La Bonne Affaire happened to keep the British troops in Palestine, or to get rid of them. Wikipedia says it's to keep the British troops there. But I've heard David say that it's to kick the British troops out. So which one is it?
All right. You're talking about historically? Wait, I couldn't hear
I'm talking about why it happened, La Bonne Affaire.
Okay. Why it happened is because the Jews and Jewish infiltration of the British government did the Balfour Declaration because Jews like the Rothschilds, and they were the ones that made the Balfour Declaration. They offered Britain certain things. They offered Britain to get America into the war on behalf of Britain in the First World War in exchange for the British giving the Balfour Declaration. Now, the reason why I say this is because that's exactly what the British Prime Minister, Lloyd George, stated in his own memoirs. That's pretty good evidence to me. And, you know, why did they do this? Because they said they would deliver America into the war, and Britain was facing a situation where Germany made peace. They made peace with the Russians. So half of the German army, a little bit, not quite half, was fighting on the Russian front. So the German army was going to be double. Once the German troops relocated, just how they go by a 24-hour train ride or less across Europe, the German troops were about ready to double, which would overwhelm the British forces and overwhelm the, you know, the French forces or whatever there. So the British were desperate to get that. And so they wanted these powerless Jews. These Jews have no power. We know that. They want these powerless Jews who promised to get America into the war, and that's exactly what they did. They basically were blackmailing and controlling Woodrow Wilson.
But Lavon affair, though.
What?
I'm asking about Lavon affair. I'm not asking about the Balfour
Lavona?
Declaration.
Okay, well, I couldn't hear you, but the Lavon affair, so I know all about that. That was in the 50s, and that was an effort because there was a lot of conflict then. And the Lavon affair was, there was a good size. American expats live all over the world, expatriates we call them, and a lot of them lived in Egypt at the time. So the Jewish Mossad decided to do a terrorist operation against these American settlements, and they were hoping to get a war going against Egypt and against the Arabs at that time in the 50s. That's what they were trying to do. Luckily, their bombs went off early in one of the Mossad leaders' pockets. He was injured. And they caught them all. They ratted each other out. And they rounded up 14 Mossad agents. And we know they're Mossad agents because they've all admitted it. And they all were given medals by the Israeli government for their role in the Lavon affair. And the British government talked about it, how the failure of the Lavon affair, why they screw up, what happened, whatever. So we know what happened. So this was the Israeli
government basically
terrorism against America to try to manipulate America into a war. And if we'd have gotten to that war, if the bombs would have gone off and killed a whole bunch of Americans, if that would have happened, my God, how many Americans would have died from that? I get a lot more than the modern wars we have, too. And it been terrible.
It was to keep the troops there, because I remember I listened to a radio show.
What are you talking
recently
about? It has nothing to do with keeping the troops there. No, they wanted to get America into a war by bombing America.
Well, that would be keeping the troops there.
Where lots of Americans died in Egypt, and use that as
because that's what Wikipedia says. Yeah, but you recently said, if I remember correctly, that you said to like scare them away. So I was curious. Yeah, that they become scared and then they call the troops back because it's too dangerous for the troops because there's too much terrorism in those areas.
Wait. What's too dangerous for what troops? What's that got to do with the Lavon affair?
Oh, the British troops were in
Egypt, right? The British troops were in Palestine, and the British troops were basically
Zionists.
I think Henry has
allowing
false flags
Zionists to continue
up
to immigrate. And also the British troops were there because Nasser was threatening to shut down the Suez Canal, and that's the only thing the Arabs could do, and they didn't like that. And the British troops, this is long after the establishment of Israel, And there were no British, but there weren't many British troops even in there in 56. The British troops were already gone from Israel per se. British were supporting Israel just like America supported Israel to a degree, but they weren't really in Israel. So I don't know. I just don't have any frame of reference.
Maybe I'm mixing up with the bombing of the hotel.
The bombing of the hotel was in 1956. That was in 1948, when the Haganah and the Jewish terrorists bombed the King David Hotel, which was the biggest hotel.
I think I was mixing with this.
What?
I was mixing it up with this one. I'm sorry.
Get your false flag straight, boy.
We all make mistakes here and there.
Yeah.
No, and they didn't try to. No, that was just an out-and-out terrorist attack. It was certainly equivalent to 9/11 in terms of the size of America as compared to Israel. And they blew up the British military. And this is the same British military that signed the Levant Affair. It signed the Balfour Declaration and allowed these Jews to migrate. And by the way, this is a big message that I give to Palestinians every time I have a chance to speak. I talked a lot about this when I went to Syria. I talked a lot about this when I went to Libya. I talked about this when I went to Iraq. I talked about it in Kuwait. I talked about it in Lebanon. And that the truth is, if you really want to know the whole truth and nothing but the truth, the Palestinians knew that these Jews were going to try to take their country. And they protested, they even rioted to protest the British letting these Jews pour into their country. Jews were only 5% of their country. And by the way, the whole narrative about the Middle East is a big lie, including the idea that Jews were there first. Jews were not there first. Palestinians were there in what was that region long before there was ever an Israel, and long before, you know, long before the Jews were wandering around the desert for 40 years with Moses and then attacking places like, you know, through Joshua and all these other attacks, all these different groups. And they were murdering and genociding the people living there. And then they came back and genocided some more when they came back in the 1940s. In fact, they were killing a lot of Palestinians all along that time, you know, since the 1930s, where the British were allowing them to come in. So that's
all right. Let's go.
Okay.
Hank, call all back, right. Buddy.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Right. Thanks, Hank.
Okay. So let's just read this real quick. The Levant Affair was a failed, and this is from Zyopedia that Henry was talking about. Maybe
it was failed.
A failed Israeli covert operation, codenamed Operation Susanna, conducted in Egypt in the summer of 1954. And this is why these Jews are so dangerous. As part of a false flag operation, a group of Egyptian Jews, really there's no such thing, Jews living in Egypt.
I'm sure they had some
Messiah. Recruited by Israeli military intelligence.
Jews, that's right. Mossad. They were Mossad agents with directions.
Dave, can I finish reading this?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, just.
Okay. All right. As part of a false flag operation, a group of Egyptian Jews were recruited by Israeli military intelligence to plant bombs inside Egyptian, American, and British-owned civilian targets, cinemas, libraries, and American educational centers.
Yeah, and if I could comment a second, and that when they added in their, you know, maybe they would take some Egyptian targets out at the same time. But the real objective, I should say, was getting the Americans. And as far as the British were concerned, the British were not in a position to do much. But America, and by the way, no country was more favorable to Israel in terms of the United Nations and every other thing than America was. And Britain was there, too. But it was America. They've been trying to control America all this time.
Of course.
And they succeeded.
That's why we can't trust Jews. Just look at that operation.
Well, we can't trust them as a group. That's for sure.
No, not at all. Okay, Dave, we're going to go fast through the questions.
Go for it.
Okay. Now, I'm just going to – I mentioned this before. I'm just going to – just a minute on this, Dave. Ready? This is, again, Lisa from Germany about the whole Jew thing. Always using the term Jews without any distinction, trying to simplify things does not really help to solve the problem. The questions do not go away as long as it does not make sense. To me, the Jewish claim that Jesus Christ was one of them and thought we ought to worship them as God's chosen ones as we worship him does not add up at all, in my humble opinion.
Well, that's
agreed?
True.
Agreed.
And he, and whatever people want to say he was, right? He didn't believe in the reason they crucified him, because he went against Judaism. because he said that he said it's not an eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. It's turning the other cheek. And the golden rule must apply to all people. And he said specifically this. That's what they were afraid about. The truth is, if they would have adopted Jesus as their Messiah or put him in a leadership position, the Jewish problem would have ended. I mean, in fact, the truth is that these radical Jews have caused their own downfall. A perfect example is the Maccabeans. We've talked here a lot about.
Dave, we can't go into the Maccabeans again. Well, no, because no, Dave, it's already it's almost 6:30.
Okay.
Shameless wise.
Explain how that these Jewish radicals.
If we have time, Dave, we're not going to be able to get through this.
And Roman defeated.
I know. If we have time, we will. Right now, we can't.
Because the Jews are radical crazy.
Dave, right now, we can't.
Okay.
Shameless Wise says, good day, gents. Nice to hear Dr. Dave without having to refresh every 8 seconds. Could you explain what you mean by that? Type it in the chat. Don't chill me, bro. Okay. How about a tall tree and a short piece of rope? You got it. All right. Don't chill me, bro. Create a reservation for the mud sharks. Okay. Lisa from Germany. Henry, if someone wants it black, why not go to Africa? If someone wants to have it Arab Muslim, why not go to Arab Muslim countries? Do not separate the families, but ask them to leave together. Jimmy Duke is right. Bigger fish to fry. Shameless Wise asks, it's the opposite in Canada. It's law that couples in commercials have to be mixed race. Been that way for years.
Well, one thing's for sure about that. We don't need a law to do that because we don't have a law of that in America, but we have the Jewish media that's controlled by Jews, and they hate Americans and they hate white people. And every damn commercial practically you watch, like a rental car or something, you got a white woman there and a black guy in the car, or you got vice versa, and a bunch of half-breed kids in the back seat. And that's supposed to be the normal thing that they want. And there's a lot of black people objecting to that stuff, too. You know, they want to preserve their heritage the same as the Europeans would might want to do that. But they do that on purpose because they're trying to break down. Because every time they can get – if you're Jews and you're trying to take over America, the fewer number of people that identify with and consider themselves white and have white interests, white heritage, white values are – if they're diminished, then Jews who are absolutely totally loyal to Jews first. And again, there are some Jews that aren't, but that's
Dave, we got to move on.
But okay. Yeah, that's
what's all right. Yes, going yes, on. Yes. You just have to like summarize it quicker. Okay. Don't chill me, bro. Mr. Duke is exactly correct. Lori, Jimmy, exactly right. We are so far from that day. Always honest. The cell phone numbers are showing online. I think that problem is corrected. Let's check it out again, because I think it only shows the last two numbers. Lisa from Germany, but bigger fish is there than to, maybe what bigger fish, to stop and reverse white genocide by multiracial mass immigration. And that's absolutely. That's what Dave was saying. There is no, there, yeah, that is the bigger
fish. Let me answer that question.
Well, there isn't a question.
Yeah, there is. Cause it's
Dave, I got to get through these. And then
why he's
I got to get through these. No, this
I'm
is.
I'm going to answer this. If you
Dave,
don't
there isn't answer, a, Dave, there's no question.
I still want to comment on what he said because I have something to say that I think the audience would like to hear.
Or a question.
I think the audience would like to hear
Dave,
my comment on what he said. And it'd already be finished by now.
Dave, I have to move on. We'll come back to it.
No, I don't want to come back.
Dave, we have no choice.
I don't want to come back.
You got to come back. You got to.
No, I want to finish this.
You can't.
Because it's pertinent now.
Dave.
And I want to make a point.
Dave, if I'm running this show, then we got to run it this way.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do. We do.
It would have made one bit of difference for me to spend 20 seconds.
Of course it would. Of course it would. Now, let me get through it, and then we'll come back to it.
Well, maybe we have to revise this.
No, we don't have to revise it. These are people listening.
Well, I don't like it.
And they're asking questions. This is their show.
I think they would like to hear. I had a really
I know. We'll get back
to say,
Dave, let me. Dave, you got to let me go. You got to let me continue.
Well, if we just argue all the time, we're not going
to. We're not. If you would just let me talk, we could get through this.
You just let me finish the idea.
No, we cannot. Every time I talk, anytime I say something, you jump in to make a comment that lasts 5 minutes. We can't do it.
No, we're doing our 5 minutes now about nothing.
No, we're not. It's 2 minutes. Now I'm going to continue. Yeah, and Jimmy. Yeah, and Jewish. Yeah, and Jew power. Nature will be great again. Mike Burgess, Ancestry.com is not your friend. Jimmy, DNA testing. This DNA test is Saudi king. Mike Burgess, DNA test a watermelon. No intended pun. Okay, that's Lisa. We're going to come back to that, as I said. Okay, don't shill me, bro. Let's just agree that blacks are more trouble than monkeys, regardless of who's smarter. Sway, Jimmy, swaybacks, I noticed, but if you're Jew-wise, it's kindergarten to know black-wise. Don't shill me, bro. Amen, Dr. Duke. Don't shill me, bro. Didn't Jews bring a lot of blacks here in the first place? Yes, of course. Jimmy, it would help if blacks knew the Jew truth. Okay, so let's go, Dave. Now that I was able to do that, I'm going to read this whole thing, and then please comment. But what bigger fish is there than to stop and reverse white genocide by multiracial mass immigration and propagandized race mixing? Remove the Jews from positions of power and influence is the biggest fish. You have to start somewhere. Dave.
Okay. Here's the best answer that I can give. And this is a practical answer. And it's about strategy, how we win this war, because we're in a battle for the hearts and minds of our people and really all people, because I think we have justice and true human rights on our side. So here's the issue. When we play in the sandbox of talking about taking away other people's rights, and those people that say the people that married someone from overseas or a different country, even people used to do that, even a white people from Italy or Spain or something, right? But it's like when you do that, you're doing exactly what the Jews want to do. We should be talking about their efforts, all right, and hurting us and destroying our societies, our culture, not dealing with something that whether or not we're doing something wrong. We shouldn't be playing that. We're just playing their game that way. We shouldn't be talking about, you know, to get people offended who might be married to a person Mexican. And I know Mexicans are blonde hair, blue eyed too, you know. But rather than offending people, what we should be doing is talking about things that should have offend every decent person, like the thousands and thousands and thousands of hundreds of thousands, millions of white people murdered in these wars that these Jews have done, or the million people destroyed by communism, not just Americans, not just Europeans, but people all over the whole world, 100 million people victims of communism, which was a Jewish movement. That's what we should be talking about. We should be talking about this insanity of sending people in Ukraine to their deaths and Russians to their death. We should talk about what's going on with the Gazans. If that doesn't show you the depravity of these Jews, what is? Anytime we talk about, what we're going to do to some black people or somebody who marries somebody else in America, all you're doing is you're taking away the emphasis from where it should be. And that's on the massive crimes that they're committing against us. In other words, it takes the focus off the Jews. The Jews are the ones that brought slaves to America. They committed far more crimes against Africans than anybody else. And the truth is, Europeans ended the slave trade. The British, for instance, ended the slave trade. White people ended it, right? And the black people of Africa that ran a lot of it, including some of the Muslim groups in a long time ago, right, in the mass slave centers of North Africa, right, they conducted a slave trade while the British were trying to end it. And long after America ended it, it still went on. And also, there were 1.5 million white people that were wrapped up in that slave trade. And even Jews ran the slave trades even then. It's just like that Jewish historian from the United States of America wrote in the Encyclopedia Britannica article The Jews controlled the commerce of Europe during the Middle Ages, especially the slave trade. And boy, and you know what? When the Roman army was, say, fighting in Spain or fighting in Germany or fighting someplace else or fighting in North Africa, you know, and the Jews took those slaves, and most of these people were white people. And Jews were the slave masters. Jews have enslaved us, have enslaved more white people. And if you talk about communism, you have to really increase that number. They enslaved more white people than all the black slaves that were ever brought to America or South America. That's a fact.
Yep. And some whites are.
How's that for a tidbit of truth?
Perfect. And some whites are voluntarily enslaved. Okay, let's get to the next one. Yeah. Again, Lisa from Germany. And Dave, again, I don't mean to beat a dead horse about this, but she's asking this. I got
to
read it.
Okay, well, if she wants to answer the question, I'll
yeah. All right,
I'll
ready?
A stab at it with another 2 minutes. It's
okay.
Fine.
All right. It lasts until I say agreed. Here we go.
Okay.
Somehow, I've never thought that Jesus was a Jew and that Jews are Israelites. Hence, I don't think they have any legitimate claim to the land of Palestine and world domination as God's chosen people. They are the polar opposite, behaving like demons from hell. Netanyahu said, "My people came from hell." They certainly behave like that. They are Talmudic, Freemasonic Satanists who worship ancient demon gods, Molech, Baal, Baphomet, Lucifer, Satan, evil itself. They seek redemption through sin. They are the enemies of Jesus Christ and his followers and the God he taught about. Agreed?
Yeah. I got some things I got to comment on. Okay. Here's the deal. I just saw a documentary today, and it was a documentary that Jews were involved in the documentary as well. And they were showing synagogues. And the fact is that they don't have any evidence of the Jewish religion that we always talk about in terms of, you know, of Moses and all the rest of it, because the first scripture that we find that was written, any manuscripts comes no more earlier than the 3rd century BC. In the 1st century AD is when really Jewish practice and the Torah was even mentioned. They didn't even mention the Torah in the 3rd century BC. Earlier, the Torah wasn't mentioned by Jews, and yet they got the Jewish letters, they got Jewish scripts, they've got Jewish, there's no documents. You don't have any copies of the Old Testament. I can show you synagogues. I saw synagogues in a video this morning, which was first century synagogue, and they had astrological and other sorts of designs on the floor of the synagogue with these other gods and stuff. Jews were not even monotheistic. They were multi-theistic. There's no question about that. And they didn't even practice more Judaism until about the 1st century. 4th century was their height, right? So, and Judaism is anti-Gentile. And if you read the New Testament, that's all you got to do. And the New Testament makes it clear. Now, ma'am, if you're a Christian and you believe in the New Testament, it says in the New Testament that the Greeks and the Romans were Gentiles. I tend to believe that. I don't think the Greeks and the Romans were a bunch of Jews. I don't think the Germans were a bunch of Jews. I don't think the British were a bunch of Jews. And they were there in Germany and in Britain with culture and history and heritage for literally thousands of years, folks. So that's the theme. So when the Jews were against Gentiles, they were against us. And Jesus Christ opposed them. Jesus Christ said to the Jews, you've got to treat everybody fairly.
You think he was a Jew?
Right.
You think he was a Jew?
To save them from themselves and save us.
Dave, do you think he was a Jew?
I don't consider him that. You know, I consider him, I'd like to consider him the Son of God. All I know is that the Jews hate Jesus Christ because they consider him Jew or not, just like they don't like Jeffrey Sachs either, right? They don't like a lot of outside. They hate Jesus Christ because he opposed their Jewish racism, hatred, and extremism.
So he might have been a Jew, but
listen to that quote one last time. Quote: Jesus Christ to the Pharisees, the leaders of Judaism, right? The elite of Judaism, the Levites, right? Who were the Jewish priest class. He said, ye and ye fathers are the sons of the devil, and the lusts of ye father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in truth, because there's no truth in him. They are murderers. They were murderers. And they killed lots of people.
And they
still
are.
And all those other tribes, they talk about Canaanites. You know, these weren't Africans or something. These were Europeans that were there. The Assyrians were Aryans, right? You had the Philistines. You had the Phoenicians. They were all white groups, right? All these other tribes were white people that they were mass murdering and raping. And Jesus Christ said, you're not supposed to rape people and murder people. In fact, the massacres of children that took place, Christ said in the New Testament, he said, bring the children to me. Let them come unto me. They are of the kingdom of God. That a child is already in the kingdom of God. Don't you dare harm it. In fact, in one case,
Dave, we got to move on, Dave.
If this lady wants to read it in the New Testament, he says, one of his disciples brings a child, and Christ says to her, he says, listen, let the child come. And he blessed the child. And he said, you know, anybody that would hurt a child, anybody that would hurt any child. And by the way, the New Testament said this has got to be for everybody. There's no Jew. There's no Greek. There's no Roman. We're all one in terms of Jesus Christ. It doesn't say that they're not Greeks.
We got to move on. Wrap it up.
Well, that's true. It doesn't say there's not, but what they're saying, what he's saying is that you treat everybody fairly.
Right.
If somebody is trying to destroy your kids or hurt, he said, anybody who hurt a child deserves to have a millstone tied around their neck and dropped to the bottom of the sea.
Right.
That's how Christ viewed somebody who would rape a child, molest a child.
Right. Okay, Dave, we got to go. We got to go.
Like that.
Maybe Christ was the proverbial good Jew. Okay, next. We got to move.
No question. Every Jew considers Christ to be anti-Semitic.
We got to move to the next one.
Of Jews,
Jimmy.
If his
Dave,
doctrine
Dave,
would have been accepted.
You must not be hearing me.
I can't hear you very well.
Dave, we got to go to the next one.
Okay, let's go.
We got to, at some point, we got to stop.
We did.
Otherwise, it's already 6:33.
Okay, we did.
Hey, Jimmy, blacks.
All right.
Okay, Jimmy, blacks are a different species, but that's okay. They don't have any power unless you trust them and are around them. Okay. We already read that. Okay. That's because true. Hold on a second.
The technical, biological term, accurate term, would be they're a different subspecies or what's called a race. They're not a different species. Species to define are people that can theoretically interbreed. They have certain characteristics that are different than ours. I love the way that our race looks. I love the way it thinks. I love its heritage. I love its beauty. And we have a right to live like every race does. The Jews are trying to destroy our race.
All right, Dave,
we're
also
trying to destroy every other race, too. They don't want any other race to be conscious of its heritage at all. They want us all to be slaves.
Yes, of course.
And that's who we should be fighting.
Exactly, we are. Dave, I asked
Shameless.
Yeah, I asked Shameless. You're like, holy shit, that was a pretty quick answer. I got to do that more often. Shameless Wiseass said before that he has to, when he's listening to your show, he has to refresh every 8 seconds. So I asked if he could let us know why in the chat. He answered, listening to Dr. Dave's show on rents.com, you have to refresh every 8 seconds to 2 minutes.
Well, we haven't had that kind of trouble. And I get, I have lots of people that listen. I have a family and friends that listen every day, and I don't hear that complaint. Something might be in terms of his provider or some of the issues he's getting. There has been some problems. Sometimes you have more attacks on the network than other times, and that can happen in any platform. You've had your issues here too. Every people's had their issues. So,
okay,
that's my answer.
All right. Maybe. What about on your hrradio.net? Does it do that too?
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying But we sometimes we have a technical issue. I lost the connection today for a while, and but that happens sometimes in any kind of platform. But we've got a pretty good connection, and we reach a lot of people, and I know what people write to me and say, and I know what my family and friends report to me, because every day I ask how it went. Was there any issues that you had in getting the show? And I have not seen any major problems.
Yeah, maybe it's your connection, Shameless Wise Ass, or something. Check it out. Let us know.
Like I say, it's usually pretty good. It might be the gentleman's connection.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. If you could let us know.
Sometimes connections will go different at different times, depending on where you are and who your provider is.
Okay, Lisa from Germany. Last one. Last one on this topic for tonight. Okay. EDOM is in modern Jewry, Encyclopedia Judaica. Question, and this whole thing I'm reading here ends when I say the word same. That's when you know I'm done.
Well, let me, okay.
Question, doesn't that mean that the Jewish rabbis know who they really are? They know that the Sephardic Jews are Edom, descendants of Esau Issa, the race mixer, Jacob's elder brother, who lost his birthright because he took alien wives. The Edomites lost all hereditary rights.
No, Edom.
Dave. Whoa.
I was going to get.
Hold on. The Edomites. Hold on a second. The Edomites lost all hereditary rights because of race mixing. Forbidden for the Israelites. God's law, the God who is always the same.
Ma'am, you can have whatever opinion you want. And if you're opposed to the Jews, whatever opinion you want about the Jews is fine. But you're saying something that I disagree with, and I respectfully disagree with you. And the truth is that Esau was the firstborn, and by Jewish law, he's supposed to get the inheritance. And Jacob lied to his father's face, swore that he was Esau. They put his mother and him had a conspiracy. They put a lamb's wool on their arms to pretend they're like Esau. A lot of white people do have hairy arms or, hairy back. That's just the reality. And he says, in every way, he lied through his teeth. So what Jews say is through a technicality that therefore, and because the father gave him a blessing, Isaac, that therefore he got the inheritance. Now, that's supposed to be the source of all Jews. Right? So what they're really telling us, the entirety of the Jewish race was created by fraud, by theft, by every sort of deceit, every sort of rotten thing you could think about. So listen, I don't think all parts of the Bible are written in stone. And I think that's any biblical scholar knows that. But I think we can get some ideas. And what I do trust is what Jesus says. And what Jesus says is that he doesn't believe in killing men, women, and children. He doesn't believe in raping children. And yet you see a lot of that. And he also says, and he tries to correct things. He did when Jacob went and circumcised and killed all these Samaritans, which, by the way, Jesus praised the Samaritans. He even praised the Roman centurions. He said, when the centurion had a sick servant, he said to Jesus, you don't have to come because I believe in you, and you don't have to come. I know you can heal him. And Jesus said back to this Roman, who is not a, obviously not a Jew, right? He says, if only all Judeans had faith like you do. You've got more faith than any Judean that I know. Christ really condemned the Jewish establishment. He condemned what Judaism had become. It totally diverged from Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ taught a lesson of love, the golden rule, decency, and fairness. And I believe all white people, naturally, and European people have this natural inherent value to that, while Judaism and the Talmud, which is also a reflection of that, believes it's perfectly great, it's wonderful to deceive, people who are not Jews steal from them and rob them. The Ten Commandments are the only thing they're not about killing is fellow Jews. It's fine to kill others. It's fine to steal from them. It's fine to rape their wives and ravish them. It's all in the Old Testament. That's not what something that I think Jesus would recommend. Like I said, Jesus said anybody that would hurt a child. And yet, how about the 32,000 virgins in Numbers who were given as booty to the Jewish troops? That's exactly what how about the Jewish head rabbi in Israel does the same thing. He just said to his troops, it's perfectly fine for you to rape Gentile women. It's good to rape Gentile attractive women, force them into have sex. It's good to do that. It's because it's really good for our Jewish morale, for our troops. These people are evil, you know? And this is exactly why Christ was crucified. Because you really can't get to this thing that Christ is crucified by the Jewish establishment, the heads of the Jewish temple, the heads of the Jewish, you know, religion, and a murderous religion, and then say, Christ was crucified by them, but really the Jews are Ashkenazis or something. Or, you know, it's like makes no sense. The Babylonian right. Talmud was created by Jews. And exactly. That's who it is.
Thanks, Dave.
I'm a Christian. I take the word of Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ, and Paul, by the way, said it himself too. He said, quote, he said, but I be accursed because of my race. And Christ said also, I'll give you one last quote tonight. He said, he's talking to the Jews. He's talking to the Pharisees. He's talking to these Jews. He didn't call them Edomites. He's talking to the Pharisees, but he says to the Pharisees, he says, quote, the kingdom of God is taken away from you and will be given to nations deserving its fruit, other nations. And who are those nations? They were Greeks and Romans. So who is it? Are Greeks and Romans Edomites? Are Gentiles Edomites? Are Jews, whatever, equivalent to all the evil going on?
Yep, perfect. They're an invasive species. Shameless Wise says, I don't have these problems with any other platforms. He said, I'm interested in listening to Dr. Dave. I wish he'd join this platform. It works great for me. And he's talking about FTJ. Yeah, Dave, why don't you just come over to FTJ?
We're going to start simulcasting so you can listen to it.
Why don't you just come over to FTJ, period, and leave Rents behind?
Well, I'll simulcast with you. I've got a producer and I've got a contract with him, so I'm going to continue that going for a while, but I would love to have it aired on your show.
You don't need it. You got me, Dave. I can yell at you 5 days a week. I only get to yell at you 1 day a week. Six days a week.
I'm not worried about any of this.
All right. I'll call you up after the show and yell at you.
Yeah, I take it easy.
Yeah.
I love the Lord's Prayer. Bless it, you know.
Yeah.
Forgive me for my trespasses as I forgive others who trespass against.
Dave, Lisa from Germany says, yes, it was Rebecca who thought she cannot allow the race mixer to disobey God's law, and she feared her own position too. Yeah. Is that true, Dave?
Hey, you know who Esau was? He was a frontiersman. He wore buckskin jackets like Davy Crockett, Daniel Boone, like all those Gentiles who made the Great West. He used to go hunting for his father. He was a good son. He always brought his son the venison. Right. And these Jews, Jacob, fooled his father. Now, I know this can accept some people who accept all these stories of the Old Testament. But I'm telling you, if you really read the New Testament with an open mind and an open heart, you will find out that Jesus sometimes. Yeah, there is a line in the New Testament, but there's lots of lines in the New Testament that shouldn't be in there. Some books maybe that shouldn't be in there. But he said, you know, I've come for the film of the law. But he made it clear. He says, as they said, he talked about Jewish law, like a tooth for a tooth, an eye for an eye. I tell you, it's not a tooth for a tooth. And that's three times in the Old Testament. It was a Jewish law, tooth for an eye for an eye and tooth for tooth. Jesus Christ said, turn the other cheek, metaphorically. And he said, blessed are the peacemakers. He never once promoted any sort of mass murder of anybody, any genocide of anybody. And he certainly didn't punish his fellow people either, the Israelites. He didn't punish. He didn't argue that we should punish them. All through the Old Testament, we have that person represented by these Jewish writers say that, oh, my God, God caused these, you know, Jews to starve, you know, that he killed them, he murdered them. It's amazing when you really read it. And right. And again, I say that I'm looking at this realistically. I know biblical scholarship. I know people that do it. And it's, you just can't say that every line in the Old Testament is totally distilled.
Dave.
Word of God, and right. You can't say every line in the New Testament either. But
Dave, we got 5 minutes.
The New Testament, you can read enough of it to get the spirit of Jesus Christ, and right. The spirit is love, fairness, kindness, beauty, forgiveness, and Him dying for our sins.
And moderation and balance. Okay, Lars says, I don't think they had race mixing laws yet. The Mosaic law came much, much later than Esau and Jacob. Dave.
Well, Esau wasn't of a different race. He wasn't of a different race. They were both born by the same mother and the same father, right? They were both born at the same time, and Jacob came in on the heel of his brother. So the firstborn, by Jewish law, by the laws of God that they're supposed to be following and all, was the firstborn. But Rebecca and Jacob conspired to lie and cheat the father. It's like God doesn't know that, if God wanted the inheritance to go to Jacob, all he had to do is just tell the father, give it to Jacob. He didn't have to have the son lie to his face, his father, disrespect the father, which is also against the commandments of God, the Jewish commandments to honor thy father and mother. You don't tell your father that you're actually your brother and lie through your teeth about it, right? But this is what Christ meant when he said, you and ye fathers are murderers from the beginning and abode not in truth, because there's no truth in him. The very essence of you is a lie. And if you look at that story as the creation of the tribes of Israel and the Jews, which they call themselves Jews, which became the Jewish religion of Orthodox Judaism, if you look at that religion, you'll notice very, very quickly that it's based on, you know, that it's lying and cheating. The Talmud says, lie to people, steal from them, lie to them. You know, they lie every day about Palestine. They lie every day about Ukraine. They lie every day about the First World War, the Second World War.
Right, Dave, only got a few minutes left. We got to continue. Okay. Ready? Yeah. Dave, first of all, thank you, Huntress, for that beautiful image that I put up. Dave, you might have seen it. Always Honest says Christ was Palestinian and spoke Aramaic.
Well, whatever he was opposed to the Jewish religion. He was opposed to what we call Judaism, which veered away from whatever you want to say it was. It became the most racist religion on earth. And who they hated was us. They hated the Romans, and they hated the Greeks.
The Gentiles.
And the Greeks,
Dave, we only got 1 minute.
The greatest groups of Europeans in the history of the world.
Right. That's, of course, they hated.
That's a fact. If you can't see that fact, that they said that, and it's all the way through the Christian Gospels, it's through the Old Testament too, and through the, you know, what all the Jews said. If you can't see they hated the Romans and the Greeks, and they called them Gentiles, then I feel sorry for you. Right. Then you're in a different world. You're in irreality of the Jews.
Dave, First Fire 508, Den of Thieves, he said, Revelation 3:9. Dave?
I don't even think Revelation should be in the New Testament. It's the only place in the whole New Testament, and also written by John, but it wasn't the John of the Gospels. And it's all about killing most of humanity. Jesus said, I came not to destroy men. I came not to bring plagues or to kill people, to destroy you. I come to give you life. I came to give you abundance. I came to save you, not to kill you. And if you really read I don't think that Revelation should be in there. I really don't, because I don't like the idea that, you know, so supposedly God's going to sit by and let the Antichrist come to power and kill millions and rape millions and millions of children. My God that I believe in, and Jesus Christ, if he is God, I believe he is God. As a Christian, I accept he's the God. He said, by the way, you want to see the face of God? Look in my face. And Jesus said, anybody that would try to hurt a baby or a child deserves to have a millstone around his neck to the bottom of the sea. That's the gospel. Fact. Look it up tonight.
The gospel according to Duke.
Yeah, that's a fact, and that's not according to me. It's according to Jesus.
No,
Christ.
No, you know what I mean.
So how come if God is really Christ and they're one, then how in the world would he let millions upon millions of little boys and girls, including Germans, French, whatever, for certain reasons? I mean, Christ said even that a child doesn't even have to believe in, he doesn't have to be Judaic. He doesn't have to be saved in a sense. He said, because a child's automatically saved. She said, children are already in the kingdom of God. They're already believers. They're born that way. That's how Christ viewed it. He didn't look at children like they're born with sin.
Yeah. Dave, we're gonna go a little longer.
They're still young, are born innocent.
Right. Dave, we're going to go a little longer because of the botch in the beginning.
Okay.
Regardless of what I have a couple of things to read here, so okay. Wait till I finish. Regardless of what Jacob did with his deception, God had promised him blessings after wrestling with the angel God. Dave?
Listen, Jews were the scribes. And by the way, if you read Jeremiah, I know Bible scripture. I've read the Bible many times. I've studied it, right? Just go to the Jeremiah, and it says how the scribes, the Jewish scribes, were liars. And they were full of deceit and lies that they wrote. I mean, it's in actually Jeremiah too. And that's exactly what Jesus said. You're murderer. When he talked about the Pharisees, the oral tradition is the Talmud. Does anybody out there know what the Talmud is? Does anybody not recognize that this is the most evil book possible? And this is the oral tradition. It's supposed to go all the way back to, quote, Moses, if they say. I don't believe that at all, you know. But they say the oral tradition did that. The Talmud is a vicious hate against all Europeans and all Christians. Right? That's what it is.
All non-Jews.
Exactly.
Which is why Jesus couldn't have been a Jew.
Read Thessalonians. And the Jews crucified our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's what it says here in the New Testament. The Jews, the Judeans, the same thing. Jews.
Hey, we got our Lord another call. Savior,
Jesus Christ, and oppose all men. They're enemies of all men. And keep us from teaching the Gentiles and reaching the Gentiles, saving the Gentiles, in fact. But God's wrath has come upon them at last.
Right.
So is God's wrath coming upon the Jews, or is it coming upon the Romans? Actually, the Romans literally defeated the Jews right after Christ came, and Christ predicted that the temple would be destroyed.
Dave,
Romans did it. And Christ would not have built the temple. He said, you don't need a temple anymore. My body's the temple.
Right. Now, Dave, can you move to the left?
You're saved.
Dave,
you don't
move
need to
the left.
Sacrifice any animals. I think Jesus was even trying to stop the slaughter of animals.
He's a vegetarian.
I like that. I
Dave,
true.
can you move to the left?
Yeah, okay.
Keep going.
Got it.
Okay, good. We got another call, Dave.
Sure.
Okay, go ahead, call.
One more, and then we'll go.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, so did I understand you correctly? Lavon Affair nor King David hotel bombing was because to keep the British troops or to scare the British troops from Palestine.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's true. They wanted to drive them out. They even grabbed British soldiers and tortured them. And they also did some bombings in Great Britain. Just like the, you know, we always hear about the Irish Fire. They bombed, you know, pubs and everything in Great Britain. They were doing a terrorist war. And that's all true. Yes. It's a good.
Wikipedia is incorrect then.
Well, what do they think? Why would they bomb the King David Hotel and the British army heads, the officers and the leaders of the British government who were trying to stop the massacres of the Jews against the Palestinians? They were trying to have some sort of peace because the Balfour Declaration said, look, you can go to Palestine, but you have to respect the civil rights and the rights of the people that live there. And they weren't doing that. They were bombing every damn thing. They were committing terrible atrocities, right? So, you know, so they decided when the British, they didn't get everything they wanted, so they decided to bomb the British and just force them out. And once the British were gone, then they could go wholesale and do the NACPA and drive 750,000 people out of their homes. And by the way, you know, I when I read the Old Testament, it says, thou shalt not kill. Problem is, that's not what Jews meant when it came to non-Jews. That was only Jews weren't supposed to kill. Jesus came and said the law has to go for everybody. That's why they hated Jesus Christ.
Yeah, Wikipedia says the aim was to create a climate of sufficient violence and instability to induce the British government to retain its occupying troops in Egypt's Suez Canal zone.
And this is for Lavon. We don't want to lose any more of our sons. We don't want to have any more of our kids. Even they were tortured to death in many cases. They also bombed the United Nations representatives, which gave them this land. And they also, the partition itself, the Jews were a much smaller percentage of the population, and they got more land than the Palestinians did. This was a ripoff from day one. This was a rigged game.
Yep, that's why people don't like the Jews.
are the official documents published for Lavon Affair? Those are declassified, I think.
Yeah, I've read my Jewish learning on the Lavon Affair. They admit that this was a Mossad operation. It's all there. And also is there the ADL says that, you know, poisoning wells is just a anti-Jewish, it's anti-Semitic trope. And yet during the original war with the Palestinians, guess what these Jews, Ben-Gurion and Moshe Dayan, all these Jews did? It's right from their documents. This was found out by some Jews in the military. They actually poisoned the wells of the Palestinians. The only reason that was discovered is because some Jews said, you better stop doing this because we're going to take over all those wells and you're going to poison our own people. So that's the only reason they wanted to stop it. But they were poisoning the wells. Imagine poisoning wells, how evil that is. Women, children. You know, they did the same. The first thing they did was attack the water treatment programs and so forth in Gaza. These are evil sons of bitches, you know. And Jeffrey Sachs is right, you know. Netanyahu's a son of a bitch, and all these bastards that run Israel are the biggest mass.
We're coming for you.
Huh?
Coming for you. I'm sending a message that if anybody's listening, we're coming.
We're coming for the Jews?
I'm coming. Nobody else is, but I am.
You take care of the Africans in your country, Henry, all right?
Yeah, we want you.
How many Africans?
We want you to defend Estonia for sure. But the main thing is, we got to stop this. They're trying to make a genocide between the Russians and the Estonians, and obviously the Russians have a big advantage over Estonia. Why does Estonia need to get into a war that they would lose? Right? It's crazy. It would be insane to do that. That's against every interest of the Estonian.
Yeah, it seems like it's not going to happen now. Because
I hope not.
Trump wants
I
to
pray not.
Stop it, but
I'm never, I never put anything past these Jews. I know that's one thing about Dave Gard. He doesn't have to put anything past these Jews either. So I wouldn't be surprised if they get this into a big war. And they can always do these false flags operations and do things. And I tell you one thing: if Trump gets in this Iran issue and he starts bombing, you know, the nuclear energy plants, they have energy plants. And you know what happens when energy plants go bad, like Chernobyl and what happened 3 Mile Island, it can kill countless numbers of people. If he does this, and these Iranians are going to fight back. We have carriers with 5, 6, 7,000 guys on it, and girls now too, and worth $15 billion carriers, right? And they got hypersonic missiles. Now, if they're determined to do this and I think Dave Gahari knows enough as a former Navy veteran. I can see his Navy stuff on his shirt there. And, you know, I mean, could you imagine if they fought back, even though we've killed thousands of theirs people, right? We put in we installed the Shah of Iran, which ran a torture operation run by the American Jews that killed tens of thousands of Iranians overthrew their government. That's a fact. They got mad because they grabbed the embassy and took some American hostages. They let them go eventually, obviously. But the point is that we overthrew their whole damn country. And then we put in a regime that tortured them for decades. Tens
Dave,
of
we,
thousands.
We got to move on. But I just want to say,
I'm not excusing you. I don't want to.
Hold on a second. We only got a couple minutes.
Trump, please.
If you folks look at the screen, you can see that Henry's number, all you see are the last two digits. So,
That's good.
Yeah, so
I see that. Yeah, they got stars. That's
yeah. Fine. I think that's fixed.
That way, they're identified.
Exactly, they're not identified.
Well, they're
we don't want their numbers showing.
The chances of them being the same last two numbers as other colleges.
Right, Hank. Thanks for calling, buddy.
Thank you. Take care. Buddy. Bye.
All right, bye, Dave.
One more number. No more call.
No, we don't have the calls. We got the questions here in the chat.
More, that's all.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to read them all. You don't have to comment on them. Okay.
Well, if I hear one, I want to comment on all.
Dave, I'm going to read them now. I'm going to read them all, and then we can go back to the comment. First Fire 508. What about sell your cloak for a sword? Lisa from Germany. The wives Issa took were not of Israel. Always honest. Jews are enemies of humanity. Always honest. God has allowed the Antichrist to take over the world after World War II. Christians have already been murdered. God is going to save humanity now. Always honest. By the way, I was raised an Orthodox Christian. Jimmy, the only way we can have more fun is if you guys have more time. First Fire 508, this is so good. Lisa from Germany. Jimmy, only in the Talmud, these satanic Jews claim to be the gods of the planet. Okay. First Fire 508. I think he's using a line of mine. You want to come near my vocal cords because I said that. Mike Burgess, two cool dudes, my two cents. All right. Josh who? So far, Trump has a record of ending wars and taking out leaders that try to start one. I doubt it will get us in a war. That's the last comment. You want to comment on any of those, Dave?
Well, he should have taken out Soleimani because I got headlines, right, even from NBC, how Soleimani was fighting ISIS and Al-Qaeda, right? And he took them out because he followed the Jewish thing. We almost got in a war from that. We had a couple of Americans injured, too, because they fought back from that. We should have done that. You know, and the truth is, it's not Iran that's been the terrorist leader of the world. It's Israel. And what terrorism has Iran considered against us, really, compared to what Israel's done with Liberty and so many other things?
Nothing. And they held those hostages.
And the war, just the Iraq war itself, how many Americans did that cost? How many Americans were injured? Hundreds of thousands of Americans were faced injury from that.
The Iranians didn't kill one hostage, 444 days. Dave, let the listeners know where they can hear you this week.
They can hear me tomorrow morning at none other than rinseradio.com, and you can find a way to play the show there. You can also get the archives of it, and you can contact it here. We should at least be posting. Yeah, we should make an archive on your site. That'd be easy enough to do for my radio shows.
And you're just audio, right?
Huh?
You're just audio?
Audio. So I could do that for sure.
Yeah, we could do that for sure.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I'm going to have my engineer start sending you the show every day. And you can just list it by his number.
That's a pretty cool song.
You can list it by his numbering system.
Yeah. Okay. So, Dave, let the listeners know where they could send you a letter or a card.
They can send something to me at Box 188, Mandeville, Louisiana, 70470, and I wish you all a great new year. We're getting into that new year now, so y'all keep strong and everything. I have a very dear friend on the phone here waiting for me late from the show, so I'll talk to them.
Okay, Dave. We'll see. Dave, we'll see you next week, the day before the inauguration.
You got it. You take care.
All right, buddy. You too. All right, folks. I'm going to mute Dave because he's going to be talking on his phone, and Dave, download that link I sent you in Skype. It expires. So please download that, okay? Thanks. Okay, folks, this is it. We're at the end. And, yeah, that's it. That's it. Yeah, I mean, we could have done a we could have done an after show, but Dave got that call. So, and they waited. Remember when he used to get calls from Patrick Slattery all the time, like during the show? Shameless Wiseass, thanks, gents. Looking forward to your shows this week. Thank you, Shameless Wiseass. And I'd like to find out why you're having trouble there at Rents. Not Ritz, Rents. Yeah, thank you for putting that in. So Jeff Rents. And thank you all for tuning in. And I will be on with James Mason on Tuesday. It's Tuesdays and Thursdays, 12 to 2 Central. And then Friday, I'm doing a special show. Friday at 6 Central PM, I'm doing a special show with Charlottesville's Jason Kessler. And that's what Lori was talking about, because she read the book that Jason wrote and I copy edited about Charlottesville, you know, because it's such an important event and everyone should learn what they did in that event where they were not even allowed to speak about the removal of the statue. Okay, good night, Lori. Shameless Wiseass, the only link it gives me is to a backup player, that hrradio.net. Yeah, that's just like, I think that might be when they're done, they go up there. I think. I could be wrong. But at any rate, that is the end of the show. Thank you for coming by and keeping us company and all your questions and comments. And hope you have a wonderful week ahead. And for some of you, we'll see you on Tuesday with James Mason, and Thursday with James Mason, and Friday with Jason Kessler, and then back again the day before the inauguration on Sunday with David Duke. And remember, if you haven't yet registered on FTJ, if you want to comment in the chats or use all the features of FTJ, like the FTJ wallet, that's how to do it. Register. It's free. Everything's free. You can get an FTJ Pro account if you want to stream or share your videos. You have your own channel. But to do all this stuff here, it's completely free. Actually, you know what? We're going to be, James and I are going to be talking about something coming up. And by the way, thank you, Huntress, for that image. Coming up on the show on Tuesday. And it's this that we're going to be talking about. And this is pretty cool. Let's go here and here. So it takes up the whole screen, right? And what that says is, Jew book, you see those two Jews there? Leaked meta rules. Users are free to post Mexican immigrants are trash or trans people are immoral. So they relax their hate speech rules. Users can now post, I'm a proud racist, or black people are more violent than whites. See that? And there's the two Jews right there. See? See those two Jews, that's Zuckerberg and Kaplan. And those are the son of a bitches controlling Jew book, right? So you could post, immigrants are grubby, filthy pieces of shit. Gays are freaks. Look at that tranny. Hey, free speech is alive and well. Finally, right? So let's get back to the chat and we'll say our goodbyes. Okay. And I think I did end it. All right. Well, that's it, folks. Thank you. Have a great night, remainder of the night or day, wherever you are, and great week, and we'll see you on FTJ Media.